Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. By the way, it's been 7 triple-doubles for James Harden, not 9. Had the wrong number there a couple minutes ago. Still an enormous number.
2 days in a row, you're getting these facts
wrong.
Hey,
an enormous number for a guy that feels like just got traded to the Nets. He's already got 7 triple-doubles. All right, let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest. He joins us every single Tuesday at this time. And we're getting close to free agency. The Eagles with some major decisions to make. And we welcome in, as always, Mr. Elliot Shurparks to the show. How you doing, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Enjoying the discussion.
Thanks, buddy. You know, Elliot, I'm trying to kind of hammer home to people, including John, that this is not going to be the rebuild to the full extent that some people expect. The Eagles are going to restructure some contracts. They are going to sign some free agents. They are going to retool in the midst of, you know, somewhat of a rebuild. But they're also going to do some stuff to help themselves in 2021. Agree or disagree?
I 100% agree. Look, I know that the salary cap situation is bad right now. There's no getting around that. But at the end of the day, Howie Roseman's been handling the cap for, you know, 15 years, something like that, 10 years. And they've always been active in free agency. So they'll find a way to open up space. Look, if they're going to have to extend or they're going to have to restructure guys that are a little bit older. But that is what it is. It's just the salary cap situation they're in. So I expect them to lower a few hits for some of the older guys, you know, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, those type of guys. But they'll have salary cap space. And my guess is in 2 weeks when free agency's open, we're talking about them, you know, going after some, you know, middle-level type free agents.
You know, Elliot, I think a lot of people, and I think John's one of them, feel scared to restructure players' contracts because of what just happened with Alshon and Deshaun. But there have been plenty of examples through the years where the Eagles have very successfully restructured contracts.
Yeah, and look, I understand being afraid for sure because you just saw it, right, with Alshon, Deshaun, and even, you know, even Lane and Brandon Brooks. I mean, Brandon Brooks got hurt almost right away after they handed him a massive extension. But the bottom line is they're going to have to do it. There's just no getting around it. So it's about selecting the guys that you want to reinvest in. And when it comes to that, look, it's Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, Darius Slay, Lane, and Brandon are kind of the main candidates there. Because the issue is the roster is old. I think there's 14 players that have a cap hit over $5 million next year, and 10 of them are over 30. So, you know, to open space, you're going to have to work with these older players.
Elliot, doesn't that compound the problem, though? Like, we have arrived where we are because of this idea of kicking the can down the road. You know, converting the salary into signing bonus up front, and then that money is on the books, that money, it becomes dead cap for the future. Like, this has to end at some point because we've never been in this bad of a condition, correct?
So I think you are correct that their strategy over the last few years has been essentially kicking the can down the road. Now, the problem is it was working every single year until two things that I think you could not expect Howie to see coming, which is A, Carson having an all-time regression and then forcing his way out, and then also the pandemic severely impacted the salary cap. I mean, if the pandemic doesn't happen, the salary cap is like $30 million more than it's supposed to be this year. So those two things severely impacted their strategy and hurt them. So I agree with you that, yeah, you can't keep kicking the can down the road. But it was working every single year until two extremely unexpected things happened.
But now it's not working. And now we are in a dire situation. But the fact remains, it's not working. It's not working for us. It's not working for the Saints. They're in terrible cap hell as well. Like, they are, I don't know how they're going to deal with it. I know that the way we should deal with it is to, I don't know, like, even the ledger to some degree. To me, it sounds foolish to try to continue to do the same thing you've done, to get yourself in this hole, to just go out and sign some medium guys. Doesn't it make more sense to just kind of say, hey, this year we're just going to have to bite the bullet. We're just going to have to try to even our score, so to speak, and sacrifice for a season?
I think you can do a little bit of both. Look, I'm all about rebuilding, right? I think that's the way they should go. I think you should trade older veterans. I think that's the right path. But also, the division is really bad. I mean, the Giants are not very good. I don't think Washington is very good because they don't have a quarterback. I mean, Jalen Hurts might be the second-best quarterback in the division. So even with a depleted roster, you are going to compete next year. So if they do have, let's say, $7 million of cap space come free agency, I don't want to sign a 33-year-old, linebacker, right? But if there's a guy out there that you think you could that could help this year, but then also be around for a few years, yeah, I definitely would invest some money into this team, because if Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni make the playoffs next year, that's a positive. If your head coach and your quarterback that you can build with bring you to the playoffs, that's a good thing. And I think it could happen even while rebuilding at the same time.
See, I just don't. I think it's unrealistic. But what kind of figures are we talking about here, Elliot? We all know that we're in tons of trouble with the cap. What is a realistic number to expect that we would have to work with to buy guys in free agency? Because, like, where do we sit now? Negative how many tens of millions of dollars? Where can Howie get us to have some room?
So right now they're at around $43 million over the salary cap. So they still obviously have a lot of moves to make. Look, they're going to get under it, right? They have to. They have to be cap compliant by the beginning of the new league year. I think realistically, if assuming they're not going to trade Fletcher Cox or Brandon Graham, and you could, I guess, you could restructure their deal and then extend them anyway. But, if you lower the cap hit of Fletcher Cox, if you lower the cap hit of Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Javon Hargrave, these guys, I think realistically you could enter free agency with somewhere between $7 to $10 million. And that's a lot of money in the NFL, because you can give a guy a really low cap hit the first year. And then in 2022, the Eagles are projected to currently have, I think it's around $75 or $80 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of cap space you can borrow from there if there is a free agent you want to sign. So, you mentioned the Saints, right, that they're in a really bad spot. But the Saints are always active in free agency. So the salary cap situation is noteworthy. It's certainly something to monitor. It's important. But ultimately, it very rarely stops teams from doing things they want to do.
Elliot, is there anybody on the Eagles that you think would just flat out get cut to save money that's a notable player?
I think Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett makes $10 million right now. If they release him, they open up that $10 million. They could trade him too. But Barnett, to me, is a guy that I would be very hesitant to give any type of big money extension to, even if it means lowering that cap hit. I just don't think he's a player that's worth investing in. Now, he's one of their younger players, which is the problem. But I think he's a guy that you could see something happen with.
Elliot, I saw that you believe the Eagles should sign a bad backup quarterback. Could you explain this?
Yeah, so I don't want the Eagles to sign a good backup. I want them to find the worst backup they can find. I mean, if that means bring Sudfeld back, I'm good with that.
What?
Bring him in.
That means DiNucci, by the way. That's the worst they can find. DiNucci.
Yeah, Clayton Thorson, he's available, right?
So, this is crazy.
I don't think you would agree with me, because I know you're, team rebuild. Here's the thing. If Jalen Hurts goes down next year, I don't want Marcus Mariota turning this team from a 4-win team to a 6-win team. Like, I don't want their draft stock to be impacted because of a good backup. And for what it's worth, we just saw the negative impact that a bad backup can have. Jalen Hurts tough, but I don't feel the need to put him through some type of emotional test just to see if he can pass it, right? This is not a team that is going to be competing in the playoffs for a deep run. They're not a Super Bowl contending team. They don't need a high quality insurance backup plan. Just give me one for $400,000, and hopefully he loses every single game if he goes in, because that's what's better for this team in the long run.
Well, I mean, it sounds crazy, but the way you put that, it makes sense.
Elliot, the Eagles don't have many notable free agents from their own team. But let's talk about Mills and McLeod. Do you think those guys would be back?
So I don't believe McLeod's a free agent. I think he is under contract for next year.
Well,
but Jalen Mills is a free agent, and he's someone that I would bring back. Now, it depends on what he's going to cost. He didn't cost a ton last year. I believe it was 1 year, around $4 million is what he got. I would think it'd be a little less just because of the lower cap. And, you know, he had a good year, not a great year by any stretch of the imagination. But I think he makes sense to bring back. He's a good leadership guy. He can play all five positions in the secondary. And I don't think he'll be that expensive. So I would be interested in bringing him back on the Eagles.
All right, Elliot, good stuff. Everyone follow Elliot's work online, 94WIP.com/GoBirds, for all of Elliot's content, especially as we crank up toward free agency 13 days away. Thanks so much, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks,
all right,
Elliot.
You got it. 215-592-9494. Much to react to there. And look, Elliot's telling you, the Eagles are going to restructure, guys. That's what I'm telling you. They're going to restructure contracts. They're going to sign some free agents. You might not want it, and we can discuss that, but they're going to do it.
So you still trust Howie? See, I can't anymore.
Well, did it grab you, John, when Elliot said that there's a $30 million difference than what was projected before the pandemic? I mean, that's notable. A lot of people act like Howie.
Hey, and everyone else is in the same boat, Joe.
No, I understand.
And not everyone else is negative $43 million toward the cap.
I understand that because the Eagles went for it. They had a period. They had a window.
There are other teams who went for it.
Well, not as much as the Eagles.
There are other teams. I mean, that's the goal in the NFL, right?
Yeah, but
except for this year, to me, should be completely different. Different mentality. We need to prepare ourselves as fans for a different outcome, a different feeling to this season. I'm just saying, get ready. I think if they do this the right way, it's going to be ugly. And what Elliot said, while it sounds crazy on initial inspection, sign a bad backup quarterback, it does make a lot of sense. That's the type of moves we need to be making this year in free agency.
Look, we'll see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. I'm telling you, get used to it. The Eagles are going to restructure contracts. We'll talk about it because they've been doing it forever and generally very well. Last couple years, not so much. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.